You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
Senor. Oh boy, it's a dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. And today on a Friday, headed into the weekend, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Chinese spy balloons.
The bastards.
Tell you,
shoot it down.
Gonna be out in my backyard with my rifle. All after I'm gonna be keeping my eyes peeled. I see that thing. Bluey, 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 take that, commie pig.
Shoot it down! The whole nation needs to be chanting that at once.
Yes!
Shoot it down! You got F-22s surrounding it. Shoot it down! You think the Chinese would let our balloon fly over their towns? No!
Please! Not even if it was one of those big, charming Snoopy balloons from the Thanksgiving Day Parade. They'd shoot it down! That's what we need to do. The balance of balloons is way off here. Balloon deterrence.
So I've taken in a whole bunch of There you go. That's there how easy it would be to take down the Chinese balloon.
Way to go, America.
So I've taken this story in a bunch of different places, and I feel like the information doesn't always match up, so I can't figure out exactly what's going on. The wording of all these different stories.
Shall we start at the beginning for people not familiar, or is that your point?
We're under attack by the Chinese. That's the beginning.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you being on a war footing. Somewhat premature.
How would you like to phrase it?
Well, apparently the Chinese have sent a giant spy balloon over our fruited plain to spy on our various facilities. We've become aware of it and are monitoring it, but for some reason not shooting it down.
Yeah, you can call it a balloon. Maybe that's accurate if it's some big round thing full of air. I suppose that'd be. But aircraft. They've sent a giant spy aircraft.
Yes.
Into the United States.
Yes. Our airspace.
The size of three buses.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell from the wording, have we known about it for several days and just announced it, or has it been here for several days and we just figured it out? The wording has been slightly different on every report I've heard.
Interesting. I have also read several reports. I took it that we have been monitoring it for several days.
I hope that's the case, and it hasn't here for several days, and we just figured it out. But.
Well, everybody at NORAD has to be fired if giant spy balloons can just float around for a while, and after a few days, somebody says, Ever start to wonder what that big thing is up in the air? What do you reckon that is? No, come on. They were aware of it from the beginning.
It came across those islands up there by Alaska, all the way through Canada, and then came into the United States. And then, I don't know, was Montana the final destination, or was it headed for Washington, D.C., or where is it headed before we shoot it down, Mr. President? So, and then also, I've heard reports where the president was planning to shoot it down, and the Pentagon decided no. Or I don't know if it was ever the plan to shoot it down. I can't figure out from the way they're wording the reporting.
Where there is dishonesty, Jack, there is almost always dishonesty for a reason. People rarely lie to you for no reason, unless they're George Santos or Brian right. Williams of NBC News.
Right.
Or Joe Biden. Or others, honestly. They've said that they had considered shooting it down, but didn't, out of concern for people on the ground who might be hit by the debris, etc. Have you ever been to Montana? There's plenty of open territory to shoot down a Chinese spy balloon.
And then you've got this wrinkle that Secretary of State Blinken is meeting with President Xi on Sunday. It's the first time a sec state in the United States has met with the Xi in 6 years. It's a pretty big deal. And Blinken got pantsed, remember, in that meeting up in Alaska, embarrassed. And so is this... Did we know about this for days and just announce it right before he's going so we got a little, you know, try to put him on their heels? Or did they send the balloon over right before the meeting to have something to be, I don't know, who's doing what?
Interesting. I don't know. It would be raw guessing on my part to guess on that, Raleigh. So I won't.
Don't you think it's involved in some level, the announcement and Blinken meeting with Xi on Sunday?
Well, at the very least, it's been involved in deciding what to do about it. Yeah. Yeah. But some of the Chinese authorities' statements on the damn balloon are unintentionally very funny. Have those for you coming up.
Right.
Don't trust China.
I mean, apparently Homer Simpson is their new foreign minister. We could play the blame game.
Right.
What are you talking? Your balloon is over Montana. Well, let's not rush to judgment.
Yeah. Well, you know, you know what they figured out is that we're soft. We're a soft, soft country. That's what
they figured out. Yes, we are. Yes. Soft and naive and stupid. While they have a whole of society effort to overthrow us, from the humblest shopkeeper to the loftiest politician to accountants to doctors to certainly website managers, every Chinese citizen to Chinese students in the United States. To manufacture every single man, woman, and beast in China is harnessed to the idea of overthrowing the United States.
Whether you like it or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, whether they have to threaten your mother with being sent off to a gulag so you'll just take a few pictures there on your college campus or not.
We're under attack by China, or certainly Montana is.
I have friends in Montana. I call upon you to train your weapons on the skies. And then please don't do anything.
The giant Chinese spy balloon.
Just stay vigilant. Stand down, stand by.
Exactly. That's what you need to do. Stand down and stand by.
Right.
Or something. Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Friday, February 3rd, the year 2023. No donuts for me in 23. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, then, let's leap into action officially. According to FCC rules and regulations, the show begins at a mark.
Folks, we're going to get to work. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't answer the question. You couldn't tell what the question was. The news had just broken about the giant Chinese, the fact that we're under attack by the Chinese. The story
China.
Had just broken. They're all shouting the questions at the president, and he just ignores the free press.
Wow. Wow. Or he just couldn't understand a word. That sounded like an episode of The View.
It really did.
Yeah.
Does that do any good, or should they all get together and say, or go and then take turns or something like that? Let's have one good, loud question. I'll shout at him this time. Next time it'll be you, then it'll be you.
Yeah.
To see if we get an answer. Because everybody goes, It's pretty easy to not answer that.
If you decide to. You have just briefly outlined why human beings decided they needed government.
Right. Right.
Look, this chaos is not serving anybody. Maybe a couple of rules. Who's going to enforce them? We could have a policeman, I suppose.
If one reporter from the Washington Post, say, on this story, and everybody else stayed quiet, there is a giant Chinese spy balloon over Montana. What do you plan to do about it? He would be in a pretty awkward situation to not answer that, I feel.
Well, as a senile old fool, yeah. I mean, an agile-minded man would say, we're studying the problem, thank you.
But if you have a horde of people shouting things at you and you can't understand what they're saying, it'd be pretty easy to walk away from that.
Jack, is this an innocent spy balloon, or is it the latest iteration of the Fugo balloon bombs of World War II?
I don't know about the Fugo balloon bombs of World War II.
Oh, yeah. The Japanese bombed the northwestern United States, you may recall. They floated several bombs at us. Didn't do much. Scared a couple of bears. Chinese renewing that strategy.
So we have a bunch of nuclear missile silos in Montana?
So I understand.
Whether that's got anything to do with this, or this is just where the balloon crossed into the United States on its way to wherever, maybe that was it. Did the Chinese think they could sneak it in without us noticing? Did they sneak it in without us noticing? I'd still like that to be concretely answered.
Right. Well, and honestly, if we're going to get semi-serious about this, my question is and remains after doing some reading about this, why would you bother with a spy balloon? You have low orbit satellites that can take all the images you want, really.
Yeah, I was watching one analyst talk about it. It's China's ongoing just pushing at the powers to see how far they can go, how far they can get. You know, we fire planes closer and closer or over various territories or balloons over. You just keep pushing, buying up land at various places. Oh, we can't do that. Sorry. Our bad. We didn't know you didn't want us to just keep trying constantly all the time. See how far they go.
That's the Putin, China, Kim Jong-un strategy. You probe and you probe and you probe. And wherever you find weakness, you keep probing. Actually, that's what teenagers do, too. It's what I did. You just keep pushing until you get resistance. Right. Well said.
Interesting. Anyway, how does mailbag look today?
Oh, it's fine. But first, clips of the week coming up in a moment or two.
Yeah, you do want to stick around. The Chinese statements on this are hilarious. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Trump has weighed in on Truth Social. Shoot it down! In all caps. I agree.
There you go.
Trump and I are on the same page. Trump and I.
There's the Trump doctrine right there.
That's what it would sound like if we shot her down today. Hopefully we will.
Yeah, so I wonder why we're not. What are we waiting for? Do we prefer to have it in the air while Blinken meets with our would-be Chinese overlords?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they wanted to announce that, hey, you've got a balloon. We see your balloon there, so that they can't immediately hit us with the, hey, what's with the four air bases in the Philippines?
Yeah, what's with the balloon over Montana, huh? All right, then. Let's get down to business. Or every time they make some big demand, say, yeah, let me consider that. But first, I got to go check on where your spy balloon is right now. I'll be right back.
I hope Blinken orders the sweet and sour pork when he sits down with Xi.
What?
Hmm?
What? All right, so I'm sure any Chinese national would be like, what is that?
Right. Exactly.
It's Chinese food. No, it's not. All right, so so much to cram in today. Oh, what a blockbuster show. I mean, maybe you've been disappointed by the last several today, my friends. Oh, this is an award winner, so hang around if you can. We got your freedom-loving quote of the day. It's a perfect one sent along by an alert listener for today's Times. We have mailbag, but first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cal Clips of the Week.
3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Our top story, believe it or not, Stormy Daniels back in the news.
Hey, you looking for those two missing monkeys from the zoo?
A million, whatever, 200. You said you've traveled over 1,000,000 miles on Amtrak. I said, how the hell do you know that? And they added it up as their
loser, 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 loser.
And it is good, good, good. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
How's that feel to lose in the NFC Championship game because I don't have a quarterback? Pretty shitty.
We promised we would continue the conversation. We'll see if we can get there. I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground.
I'm asking Mr. Gates, will you now accept the amendment?
Well, I'm concerned that you may be disqualifying too many of your own members, Mr. Sisson.
The FBI is investigating Congressman George Santos.
I've said I was sorry many times. I've behaved as if I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'm deeply sorry.
Congress greenlighted trillions of pandemic relief funds, but the sheer amount of money made it hard to track.
Do we understand that you've come on the Armstrong and Getty show today to announce that you're running for the U.S. Senate for Dianne Feinstein's seat?
That is absolutely 100% untrue.
Wow.
Fake news!
I was misinformed.
My gut tells me we'll fight in 2025. What do you make of that?
I hope he's wrong as well. I think he's right, though.
On Saturday, the Memphis Police Department announced it would permanently deactivate its Scorpion unit.
Four of the five former officers charged in the assault had prior complaints.
Prosecutors say there were multiple opportunities to avoid tragedy.
It was just so bad. It was so bad.
Dozens of migrants living on the streets of Manhattan's West Side are refusing the city's demand to pack up.
Two SUVs and two sedans carrying FBI officials with top security clearances showed up at President Biden's six-bedroom vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat.
A mattress review site is paying people to test the theory that eating cheese before bed will give a person nightmares. But if you're in bed eating cheese till you pass out, your life is already a nightmare.
Wow. Wow.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Cheese-eating humor. Yes, there is.
So Laverne and Shirley both died young. Has anybody looked into the work conditions there at Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated? Two of their most known employees died quite young.
Well, I'm not up on this story.
Some cancer-causing chemicals or something.
I'll let you work the Laverne and Shirley desk. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Unless you had more comments on Cal. It's quite a Cal, though.
Yeah.
This was sent along by alert listener Jim. Thank you, Jim. John Adams said, there are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. Do you know what the other one is? Do you?
Chinese balloons?
No. Two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt.
Oh, oof.
Yeesh. Oof, indeed. China knows that. More on that to come. Happy Kai the Hitchhiker Day. Jim in Tennessee points out that according to the Netflix documentary, it was 10 years ago today that Kai smashed his way into our lives and our hearts. And what's eventually revealed to be a terrible story. Anyway, do we not have that, Michael? I thought you had that. Moving along.
Coming up, since we got to take a break, we got to tell you what the Chinese have been saying about their spy balloon when they're being asked about it. It's pretty freaking funny.
Yeah, I got a little bonus mailbag and then another great comment on our relationship with China, which is one of hostility and would-be conquest. So, eye on China, next segment.
Yeah. So if you miss an hour of the show, they're all good. We do four of them. Get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand. Turns out on a Friday, it's a big news day. Lots to talk about. I hope you can stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. The Pentagon just moments ago on what's flying over the U.S. The suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, the size of three buses,
there
hovering over the northern U.S.
Yeah. Up and away in my beautiful, my Chinese spy balloon.
The other one I came up with for younger Gen Xers is giant Chinese spy balloon blocking out Montana's moon.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's true. You heard it there from David Muir of ABC News. There's a giant Chinese spy balloon hovering over Montana that we either just discovered and was here for days, or we discovered days ago and just told us or something. And they were planning to shoot it down or not planning. They scrambled F-22s. I mean, like, our super cool, fanciest fighter jets around it to bring her down. But the president decided not to, so debris would not injure Montanans out grizzly bear hunting or whatever people do in Montana.
There's an awful lot of open ground in Montana. That sounds like a dodge to me. I mean, come on.
And
you
Trump,
ever been to Montana?
And Trump has truth socialed. Shoot it down in all caps, which I agree with. I put the little heart on that comment because I liked it.
Attaboy.
I like to shoot it down.
Way to weigh in. Well, the good news is the Chinese authorities have urged all concerned to proceed calmly and carefully, but have made it clear that, well, to quote the Chinese spokeshole, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning, whose name is Mao. I mean, you don't have anybody in the German government named Hitler for good reason.
Jeez.
For instance. Anyway, Mao Ning said, China is a responsible country and has always strictly abided by international laws. And China has no intention to violate the territory and airspace of any sovereign countries. All must proceed calmly and carefully. As for the balloon, as I've just mentioned, we are looking into it and verifying the situation and hope that both sides can handle this together calmly and carefully.
Yeah, I like that. You break into my house and say, everybody should just stay calm. Nothing.
We're reviewing the situation.
Exactly. That is hilarious.
You just busted my window and climbed in. The foreign minister said judgment should be withheld, quote, before we have a clear understanding of the facts. I think you have a pretty good understanding. Let me continue the quote.
First of all, China always obeys international law. And secondly, let's all calm down and gather facts as to what
exactly
is going on here.
What I want to emphasize is that before we have a clear understanding of the facts, speculation and sensationalizing will be unhelpful to the proper handling of the issue. Well, that's a good point. Burglar standing in my front room. Let's not rush to any assumptions about why you're here with a knife in your hand or anything like that. Let's proceed calmly and carefully. No sensationalizing.
Speculation is unhelpful.
Right.
I could be in your home in the middle of the night for any number of reasons.
Exactly. So I'm your exterminator working the night shift. We should have called. Nobody called?
Well, so the most recent breaking news is China takes ownership of apparent spy balloon drifting over the United States. So they have acknowledged moments ago that a high-altitude balloon spotted does in fact belong to Beijing. They did their studying. They looked into it. And they determined, hey, it is ours. I'll be darned. But it referred to the airship as a civilian device used for scientific research such as meteorology.
Okay. Oh.
We're going to send a whole bunch of subs like right off your coast to check, fish migration patterns.
Yeah, we're fascinated by American weather. So many rainstorms. Do you mind if we send a giant spy balloon over you?
Come on, China.
That would be fine.
That's why we're going to send a nuclear sub into your port to check
exactly
fish migration patterns.
Well, you got some funny fish in your ports. Let's take a look. A close look. Well, so not clear what's going to happen exactly.
The rest of that report, by the way, is a senior defense official told CBS News that they're confident that it is, in fact, a Chinese surveillance balloon. So our government is not making any, unmitigated statements about what it is. It's a spy balloon.
Right, indeed. Probably everything involved with it beyond the very, very surface stuff is classified, and that's fine. I accept that. But some military spokesperson said, yeah, we haven't shot it down yet because we don't think it can take any images that low orbit satellites can't anyway.
Which is either true or it's not.
Raises the question. Well, right, exactly. And that raises the question, well, then why would they bother sending it at all? Unless they're trying to figure something out about, it doesn't matter what, something.
Well, why would our government announce, and it's a really of the highest level of capabilities and probably has all of our nuclear information at this point? We're not going to say that, so who knows? Yeah. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not.
More China stuff. I have many, many enormous gripes with the Biden administration. I won't bother listing them for you. If you listen to the show, you're familiar with several of them.
Shoot it down! That's one of my gripes.
Amen to that. There we go. But one thing I will credit them with is being reasonably tough on China, continuing many Trump-era sanctions and policies. Maybe not tough enough, but they're not bad. The development that we mentioned yesterday, that we are building and expanding four new facilities in the Philippines, they may not be giant permanent bases, but they will be significant facilities, is a big step because the northernmost part of the Philippines is 95 miles from Taiwan, for instance, which is, that is right next door.
Sure.
So I like that. It's very assertive, and that's, I'm sure, going to be one of those topics that Anthony Blinken is going to be talking about as he meets with Winnie the Pooh over there. I find myself wondering whether this is a counter to China's insidious building and militarizing those islands in the South China Sea. We're going to push it hard, Every friend, frenemy, and stranger in the Pacific, we're going to be building bases on their islands. Closer and closer. Yeah, you got your islands. We're going to get some islands, too.
Yeah, having an airbase 90 miles from Taiwan is something.
Yeah, you know, history often records these difficult decisions. Do you go after Hitler early? Do you appease him a little bit? Then he'll calm down. The most famous 20th century one a lot of people are familiar with. But, boy, with China, it just feels like you've got to push back hard, crazy hard, all the time. Because it's known what they're doing and why they're doing it and their plans for doing it. And they're, you know.
That's why I advocate the SID policy.
It's the SID policy.
Shoot it down.
Oh, boy. Very good, Trent. The ugly American right there, folks. The 100-year marathon, that's the name of the book by Pillsbury. Correct. I need to get back to that. It's brilliant, and I kind of drifted away from it. But he goes into something that I'm about to elaborate on, which is China's whole-of-society effort to surpass the United States and to essentially unseat the U.S. as a power. And how they take a very, very long view, and how deception is a cherished part of the history of Chinese strategy. They have legends about their warring periods where there was a fight for who would control China. The deceptive ruler, the ruler who fooled their opponent into not thinking they were an opponent or not think they were stronger, that's cherished. That's not, well, that's kind of dirty pool, but, you know, Wyatt Earp walked into the bar and said, I'm unarmed, and shot somebody in the belly. We'd think of that as, it's kind of cowardly and not good. No, that's a cherished part of Chinese tradition, being a better poker player. Anyway, having said that, got this note that I found was interesting from Al Anonymous, who I will tell you, Al is in the know because the email had to be marked unclassified.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So they write, guys, every time I hear the phrase Belt and Road, I have to resist launching into a diatribe. Oh, that's the famous Chinese program to bring various countries into their sphere, the Belt and Road Initiative. We'll invest in you. You trade with us. It'll all be great. And then, you know, getting back to John Adams' quote from earlier, that there are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. That's how China gets you. You end up owing them billions of dollars. You got a beautiful port they built. But now what? Well, now you're their lackey. That's what. Anyway, getting back to the email. I have to resist launching into a diatribe to anyone in my proximity regarding the deceptive, single-minded, laser-focused, whole-of-society nature of the Chinese effort. Xi even had the foresight to influence the inaccurate, lazy translation by the Western masses of his initiative from One Belt, One Road to Belt and Road. Oh. The difference is profound.
I would say so. Absolutely.
Every Chinese citizen knows the proper translation. They value metaphors, nuance, and deception. This stunt has all three. They must be smirking their asses off every time they hear the ignorant mistake their leader wisely caused the West to make. Please stop saying Belt and Road and switch to the proper translation, One Belt, One Road. You two are probably the farthest thing from useful idiots in the media I can think of. Don't let that commie dictator bastard get away with this small but significant language manipulation.
Wow, that is incredible that the West went along with that.
Thank you, my friend, for that note. We will not make that mistake ever again.
No, that'd be like if Hitler came up with the final solution to get rid of the Jews, but everybody else interpreted it as a way to help the Jews. That's the way that's our interpretation. Our
right,
translation.
That's our translation, yeah.
What?
Yeah. One belt, one road to Beijing. One belt of power and influence, ours, period.
Sure, the second.
The Belt and Road Initiative. We're going to help people, says the foolish, naive West.
The nearly biggest economy in the world with the biggest navy in the world. Their plan is to take over the planet. And they announce it all the time. And we're like, put our fingers in our ears and go, nah, 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 we don't want to hear that. Nah, 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 we'll call it something different. Nah, 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 nah.
You know, for all of our, the sins we're accused of as a country, and we're guilty of some of them, every country is, our biggest fault as a nation has long been that we're really nice people, and we just want to get along with everybody and trade with everybody. And we have this assumption that everybody else is more of the same. They've got some weird customs over there. They're kind of mean to their political dissidents, but surely they just want to be friends and trade. Right, right. We're just naive.
Well, that ends today when we shoot it down. If you're listening in Montana, I'd wear a helmet today and keep your eye on the sky. Because it might come down on your head at any moment.
Be alert, my friends.
Yeah, yeah. Have your head on a swivel. Shoot. No?
I think it's just straight up. I think you just look up. But, you know, the whole swivel head thing is never a bad idea, Jack.
Some big economic news that has just broken in the last hour. We have the lowest unemployment rate since 1969 as we continue to set more lowest this, highest that, fastest this, just constantly in the modern era, which scares the crap out of me, even when it's good news.
Well, and that low unemployment rate is highly suspect.
And what does it mean for interest rates? Well, I can tell you what the experts are saying. Lots of stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The fast food chain Subway has announced that it will begin slicing meat in store in front of customers, and it can't be a good sign when your customer's reaction to your sandwiches is, prove it.
That's a funny joke.
I'll wait.
It's meat, all right. Yeah, let's see where this comes from.
What is it with the Eastern media elite's contempt for America's sandwich shops? I don't think Subway's meat is suspect.
No, no,
have
no.
You ever thought that?
No, not at all. But I think that is that's a hilarious joke. But
I'll grant that.
I think the Manhattan crowd, they don't do strip malls. Everything's a local this or that, and they don't have the strip mall with the Arby's and the Subway and the Best Buy and all that. Anyway.
Judy and the kids and I decided long ago that extra 10 minutes you spend waiting for your Sandoz in Subway as you're traveling across the country or something on a family vacation road trip, it's worth it. Everybody enjoys their Subway sandwich. This segment brought to you by Subway, if we had any business sense.
Subway is a poor man's Togo's, I'll tell you that. I mean, the quality of Togo's is so much superior to a Subway. They're different categories, practically. Michael is nodding his head in agreement.
I am, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Geez, spend the extra dollar.
The rest of this segment brought to you by Togo's.
Spend the extra dollar for a much, much better sandwich. Good God.
Elitist.
I'm an elitist because I eat ham and cheese at Togo's. Wow, you have a low bar for elitism. So the economic numbers are out, and the economy beat expectations. I never know how.
Yes. Yes. Stupid expectations. Take that.
Shocked economists that the economy added 517,000 jobs in December. They're expecting 185. I don't have any idea. Ooh. Here's one thing I don't know anything about, is why it's such a big deal if the economists turn out to be wrong. Maybe they're just not very good at what they're doing on this particular instance. Does that mean anything to me? I don't get it. Anyway, the economy gained over 500,000 jobs in December, smashing expectations.
I said, you're kidding me.
Which most likely means to all the experts, according to the Wall Street Journal, we need more rate hikes.
Oh, so, right. Good news is bad news.
Good, right. You'd think, oh, good news. The economy's on fire. We added 500,000 jobs, and the Fed is saying, bad news. We thought we had choked off the economy, and we clearly have not. Just the opposite. So we can need a big, giant bump in interest rates.
So that's what's going to happen. Oh, man.
The unemployment rate is now 3.4%, the lowest it's ever been in your life, unless you're pretty old, since 1969. Have we had unemployment rate this low? Although work participation rate is a completely different topic, and we have more people choosing not to work, a phrase I do not understand, but we have more people choosing not to work than we've ever had.
Yeah, that's what we have a record of, is people willfully just kind of coasting along on government benefits. And that is the number that no one seems to keep track of or certainly talk about.
Oh, it needs to be talked about more. The fact that you can, that's the story. The fact that you can choose not to work is the story. But I haven't heard it talked about hardly anywhere. Niche podcasts, but certainly not in any big forum. Anyway,
it's hard to pick the biggest sin of the legacy media, whether it's bias or laziness. There is some good journalism, certainly, but how do they miss stuff like that?
That'd be a good question. The stock market is down all across because of this good news. Remember, good news is bad news.
Right.
So it's bad news.
Buy the dip. Buy the dip.
Thank you for that. Oh, and we also have this breaking news. Beijing is expressing regret over the Chinese balloon flying over the United States. As we've been following that story for the past hour, they said it was a civilian research balloon. It had gone off course, and we are very sorry for that.
Well, why don't we, I don't know, shoot it down and take a look? Of course, would it be totally smashed up if we did that? Well, you can still read serial numbers and stuff when it comes down.
Yeah, I think the course at this point should be gravity after we shoot it. That should be its course.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight down is its course.
We're sorry. So who is that for? We always ask this question. Who is that for? For the Chinese to announce, we apologize. It was just gathering weather information and it flew off course. Our mistake.
The U.S. is only what, 30 or 40 miles or 10,000 away? Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I think that stuff is for the satellite countries that are buddies with China, so they can say, no, they told you, it's a weather satellite, it's fine.
If it
is not a satellite, balloon.
If it is all about weather, they're noticing the giant freezing storm they got in the Northeast where they're going to have wind chills between 60 and 100 below, depending on where you are. That's pretty chilly.
Holy cats.
That's cold by anybody's standards.
Is that definitive proof of climate change, I assume?
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah. How would it be anything else?
Higher winds in Vermont. Everybody knows that. That's climate change.
We're going to talk to one of our favorite military analysts about the whole Chinese balloon and the new naval bases in the Philippines and all that sort of stuff later in the program.
Also, do you actually own your office devices, or does the company you bought them from own them? It's a weird story. You may have run into this before.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.